Hi everyone, welcome to my series, Finesse and Flair. Today, my special guest has a very fascinating journey from outwards to inwards. She is the founder and director of the Circle of Joy and is also the designer for her label, Minxay. An award-winning transformational facilitator and energy healer for professionals wanting to reclaim joy, embrace their awesomeness and full potentials at work and relationships. She has won the World Economic Forum Iconic Leader Creating Better World for All in 2020 and also the Woman of Excellence in 2018 with the World Economic Forum. It doesn't end at that. She plays many more roles. She's a keynote speaker, she's a content writer, she's a moderator, and she recently has been appointed as the president of Karnataka for Lifestyle and Fitness Improvement Council, WICCI, which stands for Women's Indian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. So please welcome my very special guest today, the free-spirited, the passionate, the fashionista, the very stylish, Minku Butter. Welcome, Minku.
How, thank you, Bia. That almost sounded like you were reading this about someone else.
That's all to do with you, Minku. Each and every word was for you. And what a brilliant, mix of everything. So before we start, Minku, I want to know, when I got to know you a few years ago, you were so much into fashion and you were so much, you were this one person who started the fashion chapter for the All Ladies League in Bangalore, which is your baby. And right. Now you have completely moved on to a different phase in your life, or I won't say moved on, you just evolved to a different phase in your life. So how did that happen, Minku, and what made you start this?
First of all, thank you, Bia. It is all awesome that you have invited me here. I love what you're doing. I love your scaling up that's happening. You are shining in your own brilliance and I'm loving it. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So to talk about, what you just said, I think I'm an artist at heart. So I started off by putting my art, I think it was about 7 years ago, on posters, on canvas. And then a very sweet friend of mine said, Minku, your art is giving so much of joy to the world. So why don't you put it on other mediums? And that's how Minxay came. And we started putting, I was putting art, joyful art. So joy is my middle name, not officially, but that's how the vibration that I align with. So then Minxay happened and, it became a thriving brand. As you know, Bia, I've known you for so long.
I've got this beautiful sari from
absolutely
adore. It's like one of my favorite pieces. Absolutely love it.
I have yet to see you beyond that because I know you would do
it
justice.
For a special occasion, Minku.
Well, we both should have sat in Minxay saris today and talked. That would be so awesome.
Yes, that would be an awesome.
So Bia, that wonderful question that you've asked me that defines who I am today. So when it comes to a brand, and you're like a brand yourself today, there's six, or I would say few attributes that happens to a thriving brand. And I saw that in 6 years, I had made an emotional impact on people. It was purpose-led because I was giving a certain percentage off to a lot of NGOs. I didn't talk about it. A lot of people didn't know that, but I had dedicated a certain percentage. If you talk about it, it looks like, it's like a marketing technique. I had done everything. I had been transparent. I had dealt with my customers with integrity. And then, Bia, I was sensing something else, like as if my purpose was inwards and not outwards, like you rightfully said. And one day I was just sitting, and this is really interesting story. I think you're probably the first person and your listeners are going to hear this. I was just thinking that when I was 8 years old, what happens? We laugh uninhibitedly. We play more. And I was like the princess of my own story in my head. And I was so joyful, right? We are all so joyful, Via.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then if I was to ask you, Via, what's true about you today that would make your 8-year-old cry? You know, if the 8-year-old Bia was sitting and watching the beer today, sometimes I think we have forgotten how to be in joy, right, Bia?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just said to myself, and I started asking people around me, I said, do we smile knowing that we want joy, but we are not able to spring out of bed with the same excitement to take the day by the horns? We make excuses, we procrastinate, and we dip into sorrow again. So there was, you know, low self-esteem. So then I said, okay, this is what I need to do. I need to work on ways of bringing joy. And that's how I think the circle of joy came around. I became like the, if I can give you a simile, I was like the tailor, you know, who didn't give you wafts of information, but it was like a bespoke knowledge. So what I do is in my mentoring and coaching sessions, I have created techniques in which I allow you to have a calm space of self-reflection.
Okay.
And I share all my valuable insights with my tutelage under various enlightened masters. And then we come to a mutual space of what's your purpose in life? Where are you going? So I hold your back. So that's what
Brilliant.
I'm doing. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's beautiful.
What a fabulous job you're doing, Minku. You're doing a brilliant job. I know that you've been holding these sessions. You've been really busy.
Yes.
You've also
yes.
been a part of the Women Economic Forum recently, mm-hmm. where you were part of so many different sessions, putting in your valuable inputs, which yes. was brilliant, which was really great. So thank you for that, Minku. I want to know, now that you know finesse and flair is all about people who are very stylish, who have all mm-hmm. the finesse and the flair, and of course you have it all. So what is quintessential style? What does style mean to you?
Okay, I almost feel like Bia, you and I are sitting on a stage that we shared in Delhi at the Women Economic Forum,
yeah.
where I was asking you the questions, and you know, the roles have reversed, and I'm loving it. So I think Bia, our character is our beauty, and style becomes your strength. If that makes any sense to you. So my priority in life, Bia, is to celebrate my individuality. So I feel like you've got to know yourself and make style your natural expression. It shouldn't be forced.
Absolutely.
So when that becomes like an organic part of your identity, then what happens is it's like any fashion police in the world can come after
Fancy,
you.
Yeah.
And you're comfortable, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
So I think I would say we just... to have your own style. I think you just need to be comfortable with who you are with a lot of clarity. And I'll give you a small example. Say, for example, there's a particular body part of you that you haven't yet fallen in love with. I'm not going to say that we don't embrace it. For example, I'm very conscious or used to be of my underarms. And, you know, we Punjabis are blessed with...
We're blessed with them.
Those hips and those parathas. and so now if someone is very conscious and they're getting an opportunity to speak in front of people and you go out in defiance and say, no, I'm going to wear sleeveless, you're not doing justice to yourself or what you're there for, because you're going to just keep wondering, right, Bia? Oh, he's going to take a photograph of me. My arms are going to look big. You get very conscious. So I think either you shouldn't to have your own style. Don't sit on the fence. Either you just say, I love all of me and I'm going to be like this,
or what you're comfortable with,
or whatever you're comfortable with. Absolutely. So I think, you know, you've seen me, I could throw in, I love experimentation, Bia, which I think everyone who knows me knows.
Yeah, I love that. You experiment with colors, with fabric, with style.
A sari with jeans.
I've seen you do that last year, what you were wearing for the
WEF
Summit. That was brilliant because, you know, the over-exaggerated blouses and the beautiful...
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Very nice. Yeah.
And I promise you this, that when I start getting ready, I'm not even sure how I'm going to turn up. So I follow my heart, I follow my emotions, how do I feel in the day, and I can throw some weird stuff together just step out in total confidence and in love with the universe, not with me, because I don't think vanity is part of me at all. But I love where I'm going to be, I love how I'm going to impact others, and that's it, Bia.
That's fabulous. So, Minko, I wanted to ask you, considering, you know, you have been so involved and so closely involved with the fashion industry, and now you're spreading so much of joy and positivity. So what is your, you know, your suggestions that you have for our future generation on how to deal with, you know, things like sustainability, or, you know, how to be happy? I mean, this is what you're all
Absolutely.
About. So what is your advice to the future generation?
You know, Bia, my heart goes out to the future generations, because as you know, times are already tough and it's going to only get tougher. And what they will need is grit, a lot of determination, and staying in the moment, right? So I would say to them, don't start emulating others. Get your own identity, because if you start, there's lots and lots, you got to hold on to your job, you got to hold on to your relationships in the future, the lockdown's not helping anyone. Even say 10 years from now, I think the whole system, the work environment's going to change. So they have to be comfortable with who they are. Stay authentic, I would say. Don't get stressed by criticism. And so hold your identity. And if times get bad, I think mindfulness, Bia, has been missed out. I mean, you've got younger kids. My kids are a little older. But you know how, if mindfulness, that is how to be in the moment, how to be present, was part of a curriculum of education, I think our kids would be more resilient.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Totally, so, totally, yeah, totally, how, yeah. You know, just so I would say mindfulness, if you have a bad day and you're anxious, just embrace it. Embrace that beautiful feeling and say, okay, I have knots in my stomach. This is how I'm feeling. I'm feeling down. The problem is when we don't acknowledge what we're feeling, or we don't let it manifest and realize, so where is it sitting? You know, it's very interesting. When I go as a keynote speaker on stages, Bia, till today, I get butterflies in my stomach.
So do I, Minko.
Right?
I think it's human nature. It's very
natural. Yes. And so, be vulnerable. Yeah. Don't put up a facade, and have the energy to show up in your vulnerabilities. And that's all you need, is just to carry your heart on your sleeve and say, this is who we are. And this is how we're going to lead our lives. So I think it's going to work out for them. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Minko, for that. So before we end, I would like to ask you a few fun questions. This is a rapid fire round that I started recently to add a fun element to it. So very easy, very simple questions. So Minko, is it casual or the glamorous look for you?
Definitely right now, my track pants. And on good days, the pearls. So I'm a track pants and pearls together. I don't know how, what a combination that is, but that's who I am today.
Great. Formal or informal?
I think I'm starting to be so informal because that way I can embrace even those days when I'm not having a good hair day and just show up as I am.
Okay. And Indian or Western?
Fusion. Third choice.
Love that. You're the first person who's saying that. Love that answer. Brilliant. And you actually exhibit fusion with clothes because, you know, you're so good at mixing and matching Indian. So perfect. I think that's, yeah, that's amazing.
I love I love my new bindis, that, you know, the big bindis that are arriving.
I love those too. I think the bindis are like so emphatic and so Indian. It brings out the Indian-ness in you.
Absolutely, with a nice kajal. Wow.
Yeah,
what a look. What a look. All the Grace Kellys of the world can take a back seat.
Absolutely. We're coming, the Indian women.
Absolutely.
So what's the first thing, Minko, you notice about a woman?
I think just how confident she is in her own exuberance and brilliance. I can feel it. I can sense it. And I have met Bia, very unexpected women who you could pass on the street. And it's not like we're judging anyone because I absolutely see the soul in people. But sometimes they come with so much of their own, you know, confidence in who they are, and they're so comfortable in their own skin. And I just absolutely say, I salute you.
Absolutely. Wow. And what's the first thing you notice about a man, Minko?
He needs to look like Richard Gere. I just think also the same thing. How does he carry himself? What energy is he exuding? Because I think there has to be a very calm, you know, I'm not talking about him being sensual or he just a calm look. You go like, yeah, you can stand and talk to him for an hour.
Wow. Okay. And for me, it'll probably be the shoes. That's the first thing I
think. Oh my God.
I really go for the shoes. Oh my God. Yes. If I see somebody in tattered shoes or chappals, it just puts me off straight away. So for me, the kind of shoes that the man wears really is a big, big first impression.
Amazing. So Bia, you go, you meet a guy and you're not seeing how, you know, well kept he is. So you actually come out looking so humble because he looks at you and goes like, oh, how humble is she? She's just looking down on earth.
I don't know. It's just something, Minko, I've had always, like, you know, the minute I look at, when I'm meeting a man for the first time, of course, then everything else comes in later. Yes. But the first thing, you know, it's just become a part of my, I don't know, I just do that all the time. But the minute I meet somebody, a man, the first time, I have to notice the shoes. Because I
That's amazing.
Shoes say a lot about a person. So
amazing.
Definitely means a lot to me. Okay,
so Bia, just to retract that, do you know this actor and singer called Cheyenne? Okay, if you don't, you should really look him up. Cheyenne is the ultimate kind of guy who wears his smile in his eyes.
Okay.
So I think that's a very important thing for me as well, how a guy smiles, because, you know, if his face lights up like 1,000 volts, oh, that's it.
Speaking of which, I'm telling you that the first thing I notice about a man is his shoes. I married my husband for his eyes because that was the first thing I noticed about him. So, but that was, of course, 13 years ago now, a long, long time back, but this is how it is now.
Wow.
The first thing I would notice about a man would definitely be his shoes. I think it's also the image consultant in me kicking in.
Always.
It's also, the, you know, the me wanting everyone to be well-dressed, impeccable, and well-groomed. I guess maybe it's all of that put together.
I second your husband's eyes, Bia. You can tell him that.
Great. So, Minku, one last question. What is the first thing you're going to do post this lockdown? What is it that you've been waiting to do for the last 4 to 5 months that you haven't?
I have been crazily busy with like 6 Zoom calls a day sometimes, and my day starts here exactly where you're seeing me.
Right.
I start at about 10:30 and I finish sometimes at midnight. It's crazy. I'm not even exaggerating. So, you know what? Once lockdown's over and everyone's off Zoom, I want to dive into my covers for a whole day.
Get off online sessions.
Go offline and everything. Dive with my masala chai into my covers and stay in bed.
That's I know. You've been really busy.
Opposite answer you're ever going to get, because people are saying, I want to rush in.
Get out.
No. I'm going to go to bed.
You
want to
dive into bed.
Yes.
Great. Now, I know you've been really, really busy. So thank you so much, Minku, for taking out time. I know you've been exceptionally busy in the last few months and you've been doing a fabulous job. So keep up the good work and thank you so much. Means a lot to me that you came on this show and you agreed to be a part of this. And thank
My
you for
pleasure.
All your support always. Thank you for everything. And thank you so much for coming on this show.
Bia, thank you so much. The pleasure is mine. And I'm right here just to call away, as always. We hold very special place in each other's hearts. And I see you doing wonderful stuff and lots of love. And let's send a lot of love to the universe, because it needs it right now.
Yes, absolutely, Minku. Thank you so much once again, Minku. And thank you for coming to Finesse and Flair.
Lots of love and best of luck.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thanks. So that was another episode of Finesse and Flair with the very free-spirited, with the lovely Minku Butter. Stay tuned for my next episode of Finesse and Flair right into your home. So take care, be healthy, stay stylish, and be safe. Bye-bye.